cappuccino con zaina e l'altro ne andavamo a tumbare in a venti in sanduca in a hola paio alla nema ronda quando mana na vanga tipo san candeo and professional solola wakuna mwala netisie wakolo luka hola paio alla nema ronda quando mana na vanga tipo san candeo and professional solola wakuna mwala netisie wakolo luka Dumba tu ma mensaje, Dumba tu ma mensaje, Dumba tu ma mensaje, Sazi ya Dumba ni iwe, Dumba tu ma mensaje, Dumba tu ma mensaje, Dumba tu ma mensaje, Sazi ya Dumba ni iwe, Dumba na likitete kwa sukaro kwa iye, Bafanda ba mange sapi mini kwa iye, Kani Dumba ba jitu mama, Chiku mefute mifute wali,
Affecting population growth in Zambia, UNFPA Zambia 2025 World Population Report has revealed. Mukwikile, Chief Dom Trust, dismisses allegations of denying mining SMEs mining access. In international news, foreign dignitaries arrive in Nairobi for Raila's state funeral. And in sports news, give the Chipolo Polo job a local coach demands Chamanga.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front and reliable news every day, my name is Suila Njepalenga. The Mukwikile Chiefdom Trust has dismissed allegations suggesting that the trust is denying access to mining areas. The allegations came to light when Fiakulovolafie Cooperative and UPND raised concerns against the Mukwile Trust over events at Mutwe Wangombe Gold Mine in Mpika District, where the cooperative, despite holding a valid mining license and meeting all requirements, was reportedly prevented from operating by individuals, including police officers from a named police station. The UPND argues that such alleged actions undermine President Hakainde Hichilema's directives and government policies aimed at restoring order and accountability in the mining sector. But Mukwikile Chiefdom Trust acting spokesperson Thomas Ngandu tells disclosed that the cooperative is free to occupy its licensed area once it obtains customary consent from Chief Mukwikile. Mr. Ngandu therefore reaffirmed the Chiefdom's commitment to formalizing illegal mining activities, citing recent efforts undertaken at Danger Hill Mine. In the meantime, opposition United Liberal Party ULP leader, Senior Counsel Sakwiba Tikota, has called on the government to stop viewing the mining sector as the only driver of Zambia's economy, urging a deliberate shift towards agriculture and other productive sectors. Mr. Tikota said the country's over-reliance on mining, which remains dominated by multinational corporations, has deprived Zambians of fair economic benefits. He emphasized the need to prioritize domestic needs over exports, noting that despite high export figures, the benefits of economic growth have not trickled down to ordinary citizens. The ULP leader proposed agriculture as a viable alternative for sustainable and inclusive development, citing Zambia's vast land, abundant water resources, and favorable climate. He further noted that diversifying the economy would not only enhance food security but also create employment and stimulate rural development, offering a more equitable path to national prosperity. In a separate development, government has launched the 2025 United Nations Population Fund, UNPF State of the World Population Report with a call for people to have families they desire. But UNFPA Zambia 2025 World Population Report has revealed that many Zambians are unable to have the number of children they desire, largely due to economic hardships. The report highlights that high cost of raising children, job insecurity, housing challenges and other financial constraints are among the main factors forcing couples and individuals to have fewer children than they wish. It, however, framed the trend as a crisis of productive choice. Minister of Community Development and Social Services, Ms. Doreen Mwamba, who officially launched the report, emphasized that the theme, the power to choose freely and responsibly, if, when, and how many children to have, resonates deeply with the Zambian reality. She said the global findings of the report resonate deeply with the Zambian reality, noting that the real crisis is not merely about population numbers going up or down, but about the fact that too many people are unable to create families they desire. Ms. Mwamba further observed that the 2025 National Social Protection Policy represents a fundamental shift in how Zambia views and delivers support to its people. In another development, African Inspirations Art Exhibition co-founder Faustin Kabwe has disclosed that the lack of appreciation for fine art in Zambia is negatively affecting not only the growth of the sector but also tourism industry. Ms. Kabwe told ParaFM News that despite the creative arts sector making a notable improvement, there is a lot that needs to be done in order to bridge the gap. He warned that the continued lack of appreciation of fine arts in the country remains one of the significant obstacles to the growth of the sector. Mr. Kabwe therefore underscored the urgent need for collaborative efforts among stakeholders, especially cooperative world, the media and the government to market the sector and its economic potential to country's GDP. He has since encouraged the government to develop a delivery policy that aims to grow fine arts. In international news, the funeral service for the towering political figure who died Wednesday at age 80 while receiving medical treatment in India drew thousands of mourners and foreign dignitaries to the stadium in the capital, Nairobi. Odinga's body arrived before 9 a.m. under a military escort, a testament to his status as a statesman. The massive turnout reflects his decade-long influence as a freedom fighter, former political prisoner, and a central force in Kenyan politics. Still in international news, an army colonel who seized power in the military coup was sworn in as Madagascar's new leader Friday in a lightning fast power grab that ousted the president and set him fleeing from the country into hiding. Colonel Michael Randrianirina, the commander of an elite army unit, took the oath of office to become the new president at ceremony in the main chamber of the nation's High Constitutional Court and in front of its 9 red-robed judges. His ascent to the presidency came just 3 days after he announced that the army forces were taking power in the sprawling Indian Ocean island of around 30 million people off African East Coast. The United Nations has condemned the military takeover as unconstitutional change of government, but there has been a little significant reaction from other countries, including Madagascar's former colonial ruler, France. The takeover, which came 3 weeks after anti-government protests by many young people, led to Madagascar being suspended from the African Union. We take a short break and return shortly with more sports news, with sports news in detail.
More news still to come on Power FM.
iCare from NAPSA has officially launched. You can now access your account and NAPSA services in a smarter, faster, and more secure way. Visit icare.napsa.co.zm and take full control of your NAPSA account. Whether you want to register your company or your employees, submit NAPSA returns or pay contributions, or you want to register yourself as a member, update your details, or simply check your account status, iCare has got you covered with convenience and reliability. Experience the future of social security today. iCare from NAPSA. Secure your future.
Welcome to NAPSA iCare. Lusaka. Lusaka. FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best quarters, Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer
competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business. Power and what is we FM Lusaka. Number one.